to the tales of Bobby the Cat. Music by Dan and Yes. Episode 10, The Accident. The Nicedies needed to catch up to Stitch to bring him back to the dance. Cheater and Chop Chop jumped onto Whisper's back, and the three of them took off down the road after him. Then a car zoomed past them and almost knocked off Chop Chop and Cheater.
Hey, watch it! Chop, 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 chop!
A few minutes later, another car zoomed past them, almost running them over.
Chop, chop! Oh, we better hang on tighter! This is becoming a habit! Chop, chop, chop!
Hey, look! That was a police car! They must be trying to catch that speeding car!
But the police car stopped just down the road, and they saw neighbors from surrounding homes suddenly gathering near it.
Oh, this is exciting! They must have caught the guy! Chop, 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 chop!
Yeah, it looks like it.
Then why do I have a bad feeling about this? The Nicedies made their way through the small crowd, and then were jolted to a halt by the enormous body sprawled out on the ground. They didn't recognize who it was, as it was facing in the opposite direction. Their eyes quickly scanned the body, then froze at the sight of the upside-down black top hat. Chop Chop started to stutter.
Chop,
Cheater started shaking uncontrollably. And Whisper screamed terror. Stitch laid on the wet ground, motionless. He was still holding his torn black bomber coattail in his hand. He was wearing only one red tap shoe. Police officers Billy Annel, the German Shepherd, and Miles, the Siamese cat, arrived and inspected the accident scene.
Yeah, looks like your typical hit-and-run case. Sure does. Why are those kids here? You shouldn't be seeing this.
Officers Billy Annel and Miles led the Nicedies away from Stitch's body and wrapped them each in a blanket.
You three must be a friend of his. Well, good for you. It's good to have friends around this place. Yeah, well, just don't go over there. He's not looking too good, you know.
We'll be okay.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. And why don't you say some prayers for him? I think he could use some.
Why doesn't he get up? He's a big guy. Nothing can hurt him.
Yeah, you're right. He is a big guy. So stay positive. He'll be okay. So, what are your names? We'll start with you first.
Me? I'm Connie.
I'm Sandy.
And I'm Pat. I'm Whispers.
Whispers? Why does that sound familiar? Ah, you three must be the Notorious Nasties.
How do you know that, officer?
That's easy. I'm a police officer. I know everything that goes on here.
Hey, Officer Miles, we better be ready for anything.
Yeah, got it.
The Nicedies suddenly felt the guilt from all of the nasty things they had done in the past. Officer Billy Annel took out her pad and pencil.
So, tell me, what were you three and, what's your friend down there? What's his name?
Stitch.
Stitch, so that's S-T-I-T-C-H. So is that his family name?
We only know him as Stitch.
All right, just Stitch. So, what were you all three and Stitch doing just before he got hit?
We were trying to get him back, that's all, because he ran away from us.
Oh, he ran away. So, what was he running away from?
His blind date, of course.
Let me get this straight. Your Stitch was running away from a blind date called Mimi.
Strange. Was this Mimi after him for something? Like, perhaps she was his drug dealer and, Stitch refused to pay her or something, yeah? Some story like this? Am I right?
Sorry, officer. But we just set them up on a blind date. That's all. But in the end, Stitch got scared. And then he...
And kept stalling and finally admitted he didn't know what to do, what to say to her, so we helped him, gave him some opening words to say. Chop, chop, chop.
Then he noticed one of his bobber jacket tails missing.
His, bomber jacket tail?
Yeah, and he was on his way home to get it sewn back on by his mother.
But you see, he didn't have time for that. He was already over an hour late for his date. So we ran after him.
There. Don't upset yourself. It's okay. Okay. That's better. But could you repeat the last part? I'm not sure if I heard correctly. You said you accidentally pushed him on the road?
We didn't knock him down. We didn't even see him get hit.
All right. Never mind. Is there anything else you want to tell me?
There's nothing else to tell you. Chop. Wait a minute. A car passed us.
That's right. Before your car almost hit us. Sorry, officer, but there was this other car that nearly knocked off Cheater and Chop Chop. It was speeding so fast.
Yeah, I remember that. Chop. Good. Now we're getting somewhere. Do you remember what kind of car it was?
I think it was a Corvette.
No, a Buick.
No. It was a Porsche.
I see. This is not going to be easy. How about the color of the car? Did you see the color?
It was blue. Blue!
No, it was green.
You mean
burgundy.
Oh my goodness. Well then, how about the license plate number? Did you see the number?
I did. MX 3478. You mean MX 3874.
No, you're both wrong. It was MX 3479. No.
You mean you're wrong.
No, I'm right.
I know I'm right.
No, I'm right.
No, I'm right. Okay. I think that's enough for now. In any case, so we have enough to go on. But if needed, are you three willing to tell your story again down at the police station?
Police station? Chop!
But we didn't do anything wrong!
We were only trying to do something nice for a change!
Yeah, we even gave ourselves a new name!
We're the Nicesties! Chop!
The Nicesties. Well, good for you. In any case, you three stay right here, okay, with Officer Miles. And if you think of anything else that you think might help our investigation, just tell Officer Miles here, all right?
Hey, Miles, put the donut down, eh? Look, we can be sure they know nothing about the hit and run, so just give them some of our donuts there, okay? And send them on home. They're not looking too good.
Nod to me. Got it.
Officer Billiano returned to the accident scene, and Officer Miles gave each Nicety a sardine and maple syrup donut. Chewing on the delicious syrupy donut seemed to calm the Nicety's down, but they were still nervous and worried about Stitch. The Nicety's looked for the ambulance, but couldn't see above, under, or through the small crowd. Officer Miles tried to distract them.
There's nothing like a good donut to keep you energized at night duty. Personally, I like the jelly donuts. The one with the chili. Oh, they're the best. They are so spicy. Ooh, it really works your brain. Whoa, you should try it sometime. Here, have another donut.
The Nicety's took another donut and... Whispers, Chop Chop, and Cheater all dropped their donuts and bolted through the crowd. But Stitch was gone. The ambulance had taken him away. The Nicety's chased after it, yelling for it to come back. But it disappeared into the darkness, leaving the Nicety's stranded and lost. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Join us next week for another episode of The Tales of Bobby the Cat. Stay safe and be happy. If you've enjoyed listening to The Tales of Bobby the Cat, then I'd love to hear from you. Send me your comments to talesofbobbythecat@gmail.com. Thank you.